But then I took it over in 2008, and Hugh and Kathy and then Colette Kendall also took over management of the staircase at the time, and they were like, okay, let's really build this thing. Well, how can we do it? So by the time we got to year five, more and more people were getting to know about who we were and what we were doing. And, you know, it's funny because there's a lot of these filmmakers that I saw in those early years that, you know, that came from Toronto. They're here now. They've set up, you know, you go down James North and you see these trucks. That's them. Like, these are the people that came to Hamilton, knew nothing about the film scene here. And now they're here in town. So it's not only been, you know, the films that we've screened and, you know, introduced them to the city, to the film festival, but now they've chose Hamilton as a place to film. So you know, I look back at that kind of those early years as kind of a little bit of a driver to bring some of these people to Hamilton, that they're living here now, they're shooting here now, they're distributing movies from here. Like, it's a really interesting look back that I did not anticipate.
If you're just tuning in right now, it's Gunnar. You're listening to Steel City Music. My guest right now is Nathan Fleet. He's the director of the Hamilton Film Festival, which happens November 7th to the 15th. Make sure you hit up their website, hamiltonfilmfestival.com, for more information about all of that. And we've been chatting about the history and the inception, how it all started here in Hamilton at the Staircase Theater. Now, you just said you've been seeing a lot of the people that started that you met back in the early on part of the festival that are actually filming here in Hamilton. And Hamilton has become quite the hub over the years that we've all seen in the media of people shooting The Umbrella Company and other films in here. And it really is starting to open up. With the Hamilton Film Festival from year five to moving on in increments, were you surprised on how much of a jump it made in awareness about the film festival from like year 5 to 10 to almost up to 15 now, and how many people had participated in it up to this point?
Yeah, it was a, we got it, you know, in year 5 to 10 we got great street cred. Like, our word of mouth, for whatever reason, was really, really great. We had so many people out there talking about us. You know, it wasn't till closer to year 10 where we actually started asking people, you know, how did you hear about the film festival? Yeah. And there'd be people from Ireland saying, oh, you know, my friend went to McMaster and they told me about it. Or, you know, my cinematographers from Hamilton, they said, you got to submit to the Hamilton Film Festival. And I think it was because, you know, this is at a time when we were only at the Staircase Theater. We had not branched out yet into the city. I would always say, you know, when people come here, I got to treat them like I'm welcoming them into my house.
Right.
So everything was just a fun get together at the Staircase every year. Like, hey, how's it going? And you got to know these people and you got to know their cast and crew. So I think they felt, you know, welcomed and wanted. Like, it was
there was a definite connection, like a family.
It really was. And you know, people showing up year after year, running into each other. They hadn't seen each other for a year. So it was like a great hub. And that was beyond, you know, the film festival. That was, you know, the warmth of the Staircase Theater, because people had never seen the Staircase. So they walked in and like, wow, this place is amazing. So there was a whole bunch of different little elements that kind of brought that in, that gave us that word of mouth. And then, you know, it was less and less work to get submissions.
It was much easier, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, that year 10 mark around, I guess it was around year 10, where the online platforms existed, where you could submit your movie through an online platform as opposed to having to mail out a DVD and a VHS or whatever it was we were screening. So once we got on an online platform, it just completely exploded.
And
like
then,
hundreds
yeah.
and hundreds of movies. And the good thing is, in our description, we were able to describe 10 years of what we've already been doing, 10 years of special guests that had passed through our doors, different, you know, initiatives that we took. So we had a really good backstory by the time we hit these online submission platforms. And, you know, we've easily reached up to 50 countries by now with our film submissions.
Yeah. That's a lot of content being sent your way. How is the screening set up for the film festival? Like, is it a panel? Because when you have that much, You're having so much material, so many different styles of films, from documentaries to comedies, some dramas, shorts. And how do you set up a panel where it's like, okay, well, how do we decide what gets in this show, that sort of thing? How do you go about that, and how many people are a part of it?
So typically we would have a panel of six, and we divide up the work, and it's who wants to watch what, and it's someone will pick, you know, documentaries, that's their thing, or someone will say, I'm just going to work on LGBT and disability-based content, and then someone will say, I just want to watch shorts, and then I'll go through everything, I'll do a number of things, and that's how we do it. We just... each, and then because everything is online, we can go through and we can see who's already watched what,
right.
And everything is tracked online and rated online. If there's anything that we think is award worthy, that's all in our notes, so it makes it a little bit easier to organize. And that's typically how it's done. When you get that many movies, you need a good team of people to go through things.
And a good team of people, I would imagine so. To that, now, folks, if you're just listening right now, I'm talking to Nathan Fleet from the Hamilton Film Festival. It happens on November 7th to the 15th. Go to hamiltonfilmfestival.com for more information. Now, earlier on, you said that the Staircase Theater was like a home. It started there. There's a genesis there, and then everyone's going to there. And all these connections are being made. And over time, you can see it that there's growth. There's a family of people knowing more and more about the Hamilton film scene. But it closes down recently over the last year. So it almost seems like that connection it can be gone a little bit, but you've spread it out this year a little bit more with the Westdale, the Playhouse Cinema, Starlight Drive-In, and also your sponsors, Cable 14, and people can still watch things online. Now that we're at the 15th year of all of this, Is there a point where you're like, because some people don't want something to get so big that they can't control it. Is there a point now where you guys sit back and go, okay, this is as far as we want to take this? Or, you know?
No, actually, there's a big portion of growth where we're going to be taking the festival, and we've slowly started it in some ways. So we started spreading out into different theaters. Maybe probably year 10, and we moved into the Zoetic. We did CineStars in Burlington over those years, and then last year, because you know the Westdale and the Playhouse, we had these two beautiful theaters that opened up, so we moved into those as our venue. So we did. We always knew that there was going to be some growth to the festival, and the Staircase Theater with 67 seats. You know, we were selling that out very easily. So,
sure.
You know, when we got into Westdale, we had 340 attendees and 280 at the Playhouse. So it was, and the Zoetic, same with the Zoetic. We had 300 people several times up at the Zoetic. So, you know, spreading out made sense and it allowed more audiences to come. But at the point we're at now, you know, obviously we missed the Staircase tremendously. I you know, right about now, this time, I would be walking in there with, you know, with a handful of hard drives, and I'd be testing stuff in their theater, and I missed that because that always felt like the festival was starting to me, is the smell of the Staircase walking in there.
Sure, yeah.
So I will absolutely miss that. But what, you know, with Hugh and Kathy, when they passed over the festival to me, they said, you know, we know you're going to do good things with this and take it over in a good way, and they were very comfortable with me kind of taking it on. So, you know, I know that I have their blessing to grow this thing. And so part of the growth with the festival, yes, we have our screening side of things, but we're now moving into a large education component of what we're going to be doing.
Right.
So the last few years, we've had a program called Kids Can Film, and we have movie making camps for kids.
And how was the reaction to that?
Oh, we sold out. Like the first year, we only had two camps and they sold out quickly. 20 kids in each camp. And then the next year, we had four camps in total for the year, and they sold out. And then, this year, things were different, a little bit different. We had to move our camps online.
Right, like everyone else in every other industry is doing everything online.
Yeah, so we had to move online, and, you know, the kids that participated did not miss a beat. There was no, it didn't seem like there was any learning curve whatsoever. the hard part was not being able to, you know, have hands-on equipment, but now online, you basically are teaching the kids to use what you own, and this is how we can put a film together based on the equipment that you have in your room, the lights that you own. So the education component is continuing through the fall and will go through the winter with this online film school where we're doing stuff for teens and adults as well, where they can learn kind of the basics of movie making or, you know, specialize in something specific about directing or producing, editing. And we do screen shares. And I have a 10-year-old kid that I'm teaching, and he's editing movies, you know, at 10 years old. And we're doing the screen share while we work on a short film. And it's incredible to you know, that this probably couldn't have happened before. I couldn't have gone to his house and sat over there and edited with him. But now that we're online, there's this whole new kind of world that opened up. We had a student from New York that joined us for one of our summer camps. So it has actually opened things up a little bit. So it's interesting that, you know, one door closes,
another one opens up. Yeah. If someone goes to the website, HamiltonFilmFestival.com, they're going to see a lot of different tabs up there. And you mentioned about the Kids Can Film section. Also, I like the idea of the fact that there is this film festival that's been happening for some time. Some people out there, like myself, when I first started learning about things, I'm a little bit intimidated, or I'm timid about certain things, and I want to learn, but I'm kind of scared to. But you guys offer a film school.
Yeah, now we will have a physical location in 2022. So right. It's a little bit down the road, but we will have it. We're going to have a permanent spot in the Ancaster Arts Center. And it will be a great spot because we'll be up there with Theatre Ancaster, and there'll be a music school there and everything. There's a lot of great art going to be happening there, but we have to wait for a year till everything is ready. Right. But we will have a physical location where we will continue on our film school starting from there. We were at the Staircase Theater for many years doing our Kids Can Film, so we won't be able to do that. But for now, we're going to go through it online. We don't know what's going to happen in 2021, if we'll be able to rent a location or not, and
we were talking about the Kids Can Film, but is this the other thing that I'm mentioning here off the website, Hamilton Film Festival Film School? This is for adults that can do this. Okay.
Just want to
make sure.
We have a lot of requests for teenagers and adults to, you know, that the film camp. I had so many of the parents saying, hey, you know, you should run this for adults. And I'm like, it's coming. Don't you worry.
Everything takes time. Yeah. Everything does take time. Hey, folks, I'm talking to Nathan Lane. Nathan Lane. Can you do a Nathan Lane impersonation for me?
I wish I could.
That is so amazing. I said that. Nathan Fleet from the Hamilton Film Festival. And it happens on November 7th to the 15th. Is there anything this year that, as far as film wise, over the next, I know you guys have so many films, and we could sit here and just, you know, I could rattle off everyone, and you would go, well, you know, Gunner, this one does this, this one is that. Is there anything in particular that you guys have seen this year and went, oh, we're going to put this in, and people, this is a little bit different than what we've been seeing? Is there anything that you can mention for us to check out?
Again, it's like picking your favorite child.
But it doesn't mean different. You know, just like stuff that could be interesting that you haven't seen quite like in the off the top of your head. I know it's an unfair question, but you got to do it.
It's a good one because I do get asked this every year, and a few years ago, we had this amazing filmmaker from Iran present their film called Kupal, and they've returned this year. Mm-hmm. With a film called The Badger. So this is an Iranian film, and that's an online screening on Wednesday, November the 11th at 9 p.m. It's a subtitled movie, and I'm this filmmaker is just incredible. And these are movies that we do not get to see. These type of movies never hit the main cinemas or even some of the independent cinemas because they're so far. They come from so far away, and they don't have any backing. There's no. No one has heard of The Badger before. There's no press machine behind this movie. Mm-hmm. So when we find stuff like this, it's a great way for someone to go through the list and say, you know, I'm never going to see this movie, and this will never be a mainstream film. It's not going to be on the festival circuit, and this would be your chance to watch some of those movies.
Well, I have to check it out. Now I'm like, okay, all right, this is great. Hey,
and everything local. Just as a note, like all the in-person screenings, you know, whether you're at the Starlight, the Playhouse, or the Westdale. Those are all local-based films because we knew we couldn't have people traveling in, so we made a conscious effort to only book local films in there. So if anyone wants to see what's going on in Hamilton and the GTA, all those theaters will have that to digest.
Also, as a reminder, because we all know that COVID is happening, and these are why we're making all these changes to our lives, there are COVID protocols in place as part of the festival. So hit up the website. If there's something you're interested in, check out the capacity of each viewing, because in some there's only 25 pairs of tickets to see some, and there's like no single seat. So you don't want to miss out if you really want to check something out, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I will say that all these venues I have visited a number of times to see movies. So I've been there over the past few months, the Starlight, the Playhouse, and the Westdale, and they're doing a fantastic job of making sure that everybody is safe. Masks when you go in, masks when you pick up your food. Once you sit down in your seat, you can remove your mask. And then anytime you're moving out throughout the theater to the washroom or to exit, you have to have your masks on. The 6-foot distance while you're waiting in line for your food, all of that stuff is in place at all of the theaters, and they sanitize after every screening. So they're doing a fantastic job. I've been a number of times, and I'm really confident that they're doing the right thing and that everyone will have a great and safe time in these venues. This is Nathan Fleet from the Hamilton Film Festival, November 7th to the 15th. Check us out on hamiltonfilmfestival.com.
sun. somewhere between the wind and the dark lies all I sought in you. And when the wind just dies, when the wind just dies, and the dove won't rise from your windowsill, well, I could not tell you which way it would be if it was not this way too. For the wind and the dove, for the wind and the dove. Child of linger on, I peer through the window gone, I am a child of linger on, I peer through the window. Somewhere between the wind and the dove lies all I lost in you. And when the wind just dies, when the wind just dies, and the dove won't rise from your windowsill, well, I cannot tell you which way it would be if it was not this way too. For the wind and the dove,